Vaccinated or not, high school athletes must test weekly in LA County. By Laura Gwynn on August 24, 2021. High school athletes in Los Angeles County will have a mandatory weekly coronavirus test, even those who are fully vaccinated, stated the County Department of Public Health in a revised policy, effective September 1. The virus that causes COVID-19 may infect any members of the youth sports league, even fully vaccinated members. Any infected person can potentially transmit the virus to others. The policy, under the heading Requires Screening Testing for COVID-19, begins by saying, one strategy to accurately identify infected individuals and then quickly isolate them is routine periodic screening testing for COVID-19 with a nucleic acid amplification test, NAAT, such as PCR, or an antigen, AG, test, the policy continues. At the current time with high community transmission occurring in Los Angeles County, routine testing is required for all athletes and staff participating in moderate or high-risk sports, regardless of vaccination status. According to Los Angeles County, moderate or high-risk sports include badminton, doubles, baseball, cheerleading, dance, intermittent contact, dodgeball, field hockey, flag football, kickball, lacrosse, girls/women, pickleball, doubles, squash, softball, tennis, doubles, volleyball, basketball, boxing, football, ice hockey, ice skating, pairs, lacrosse, boys/men, martial arts, roller derby, rugby, rowing/crew, with two or more people, soccer, water polo, wrestling. The policy goes on to say, required testing cadence is minimum once per week. Testing two times per week is strongly recommended for unvaccinated participants and staff. In addition, testing must be performed within 48 hours of any inter-team competition and results must be available before the competition begins or the athlete or staff member may not be present at the competition. Vaccination is the primary strategy to reduce the burden of COVID-19 disease and protect all members of the community, the policy states. Having all athletes and staff in your league fully vaccinated will greatly decrease the risk of transmission of the virus among teammates and between teams, and will provide excellent protection against severe illness, hospitalization, and death. It will also decrease disruption in team activities, because fully vaccinated individuals are not required to quarantine if they are close contacts to a case of COVID-19, as long as they remain asymptomatic and continue to test negative. Earlier this year, a Michigan high school created a two-tiered coronavirus price structure for its prom, charging $80 for unvaccinated students and free for those who have been vaccinated. Johnson & Johnson COVID-19 vaccines are seen on a table on May 7, 2021. In Los Angeles, California, at a vaccination clinic set up by Los Angeles Football Club, partnering with the LA County Department of Public Health and USC Pharmacy, where those vaccinated were due to receive a 20% discount on merchandise at the LAFC team store. LA County public health officials are concerned about the considerable drop in countywide vaccination rates despite easier access for the free vaccine being offered with more no-appointment and walk-in vaccine clinics branching out to specific and targeted communities. Photo by Frederick J. Brown/AFP. Photo by Frederick J. Brown/AFP via Getty Images. In June, unvaccinated students attending a high school prom in New Hampshire were numbered with a Sharpie pen and tracked throughout the evening. In March, Dr. Anthony Fauci, President Biden's chief medical advisor on the Chinese coronavirus, predicted during an appearance for Tufts University that he expects high school students will be vaccinated in the fall.